It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
This week on the B-movie breakdown, we will descend in pain. The pain of I, Frankenstein. I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
And the B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find humor and enjoyment in low-budget, lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed in the prior episode, so you too can join in on the madness. If you listen to us, you obviously subscribe on iTunes, but if you don't, you should subscribe on iTunes. On our website, B-Movie Podcast is where you can also find episodes to download. And on Stitcher, you can reach us on our website, also on bmbpodcast@gmail.com, on our Twitter @bmbpodcast, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/bmbpodcast. So thanks to this, I can't remember the person's name, I should have looked that up beforehand, kind of shitty I guess. Some lady, girl or something put a post on our Facebook page about Troll 2, just some article about Troll 2.
Huh.
Yeah. It's like, oh sweet, thanks.
I actually haven't seen Troll 2.
It's pretty good.
I want to see that. Isn't there? That's the one with the documentary, right?
Yeah, Best Worst Movie.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I think I was trying to see that before Troll 2. That's probably not advised.
Troll 2.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
But the Troll 2 stuff is nowhere to be found on this DVD, like the cover. Like, this is Troll 1. The Trolls and Troll 2.
That's on Netflix, right?
What, Troll 2?
Yeah. Well, Troll 2's on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
Troll 2 doesn't have anything to do with trolls. It's about goblins.
That makes...
Zero sense.
That's just about as much sense as this.
This movie makes way more sense than Troll 2. But thank you for the post. I'll have to look up the name next time so I can remember to give a little shout out to the person who gave us a sweet little article about Troll 2.
Cute.
And they liked our podcast. So thanks.
Way to do your fan service.
Yeah, I didn't look. We didn't have time. We just got back from this this wonderful movie. This movie. It's a first for the podcast. We've never done a movie that was actually in theaters. And this movie literally just came out the night we are recording this. Not the night it'll go up. This is going up. But the night that we recorded this is opening night for I, Frankenstein, starring Aaron Eckhart.
Eckfart.
Why Eckfart?
I don't know. This, he...
I really don't know what's going on. Like, why... One really weird thing about this movie... All British... Except him. That was just kind of weird to me. Like, I don't know. It was from the producers of Underworld, which usually doesn't mean much if it's just the producers of some movie. But, like, isn't that one, the guy who's, like, the main villain? Isn't he in the Underworld movies?
Yeah. I think he's, like, the master vampire in those
movies. Yeah. Yes.
But those are primarily British casts, right?
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale, and I don't know anybody else that's in those movies.
Other Wimeys.
That's about it.
Other Wimeys.
Mm-hmm. No, but you're right.
Yeah, they're primarily British cast. And then this one was the entire thing except for Aaron Eckhart. And he was on the Nerdist podcast this week and seemed pretty pumped about this movie. It's based off a graphic novel.
That doesn't always do you any favors.
No, it doesn't always, but he was. I didn't know that until he said it, so I was like, oh, it's a little extra.
Yeah, I just read that, actually. I was reading a little more about this.
Extra little thing.
We could have watched Tank Girl.
Oh, God. I'd rather sit through this again than Tank Girl, to be honest.
I'd rather sit through this again just so I could see parts of it for the very first time. I had a little episode, but
yeah,
I'm
just
okay.
A small episode. We did see this movie in IMAX 3D. This movie did come out in IMAX 3D. I don't know if any of it was actually filmed in IMAX.
It just I mean,
but it was cool that it was like large because while this movie was very ridiculous and it's just kind of mindless, just entertainment.
Yeah.
If I was a child, I would love this movie. It has everything a kid would want in a movie. Fighting and more fighting. It's just like if you like when I was a kid, I thought Street Fighter and Double Dragon were fucking awesome movies because they were based off this video game and they had fighting in them.
Fight.
Now they're terrible. I realize how terrible they are.
Character.
Granted, I have Street Fighter on Blu-ray, but it's just a terrible movie. This, I felt, is not as bad as, like, those movies because it never slowed down.
No, it just kept adding, like, new layers.
They're fuckery. For all the layers it had, there was very little plot.
Yeah. There was very little plot. They give you, in the beginning, a lot of explanation. Like,
the voiceover.
Not really, well, him in the beginning, the voiceover.
The intense.
And then when he met the gargoyles for the first time, she laid it on thick. Like, if you weren't paying attention to what she was saying, that's the whole movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, they gave you everything you needed to know about this movie within the first 15 minutes.
War, gargoyles, demons.
Yeah, it starts off your typical Dr. Frankenstein story. He creates the monster, but he wants to get rid of the monster. The monster survives. This is when it kind of takes its turns. Monster survives, kills his wife. Dr. Frankenstein goes after the monster, freezes to death because the monster can withstand temperatures.
I feel like a lot of the deaths were beyond anticlimactic.
But all of that actually happened in
the
story.
Thing, yeah.
I didn't know the freezing to death part did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I know the death of the wife did. I didn't know the freezing to death
part. At the end of the original story, that's where it kind of deviates from it.
Well, that's what I meant, because that it deviates after this part.
He brings the body back to bury it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the actual story, they build a funeral pyre, and Dr. Frankenstein's body is burned, so there would be no corpse for him to carry back.
Yeah.
So that's where it becomes like an alternate universe.
Yeah, I knew that they died and he buried him, but I didn't know that he froze to death. I didn't know that was actually part of it. I thought maybe they just threw it in here for the story and
just freeze.
Just for him, so you can understand how much his body can actually withstand.
I just thought that part was I feel like, I know they have to, like, gloss over things, but I feel like a lot of the ways people died in this movie were just like, and now I'm dead. Like,
most people were just dying in, just
right
all over the place,
yeah.
Right and left. I mean, it wasn't really...
I feel like I was trying to keep track too much. I'm like, is this person expendable? Do they matter? And then it was
only
like,
certain
oh, they're
people
dead
mattered,
now.
And their death was a little bit longer than most.
Yeah.
When it does deviate from the actual Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is when he's burying Dr. Frankenstein's body and all of a sudden demons show up.
There's demons, yeah, coming
immediately.
Down.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And you don't, it's like, how did they even know? How did they know that he was doing this? Because, like, they all talk about how it's, like, legend and blah, 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 and what if it existed, okay? So, like, how... Were they always keeping tabs on him? I guess they're demons. They're down in hell. I don't know if they got, like, an all-seeing ball or eye or something. They could
just
see
a
Jumbotron. All the weird and bad happenings that are going on Earth. Yeah, Jumbotron, just, see what's on this channel tonight. What's going on in the Victor Frankenstein house?
I think I was just amazed at how quickly it got so bad. The first two demons, that's when I was like, this is how it is.
The opening credits ended.
You knew. That's when you know.
That's when it started getting bad.
It just was like right off the bat. I don't know why I didn't have any expectations.
Like, yeah, neither did I. I mean, other than that, I knew it was going to be ridiculous. But yeah, right when there were just all of a sudden demons showed up in the graveyard and he's like, huh. And then they just start fighting.
I literally
lost it. I was literally just laughing. I was just like, this is where we're getting into. This feels like an episode of Buffy or something.
It was. The whole movie was like one big episode of Buffy or Angel. That's all I could think of was like...
And while this movie has many faults, the things I did enjoy about it was that it never stopped going. It was just constantly moving. And that there were some, for as much CG as there was also some practical effects. And
it wasn't the worst effects I've ever seen.
No, and I appreciated, like, the time that they spent to actually make those, like, costumes and stuff for some of those people. Like, anybody that was a demon, their head was a prosthetic. It was not a CG'd head.
Yeah.
And at the end, Bill Nighy's character was he was in a full prosthetic suit.
That's true.
And so somebody took the time to make that. I don't know, I get more of a... I always appreciate that stuff more, and especially we always watch that show Face Off on Sci-Fi, and that gives you an even more of an appreciation for it, because it feels yeah, like it makes you feel like these people do such good work and their job is probably not going to exist in a few
years. If everything looks as shitty as CGI, half the CGI movies I've seen.
But there was a lot of CGI in this movie. There was. A lot of the gargoyles looked CGI and they weren't the greatest at times.
Every demon death.
Yeah, every demon death. But what are you going to do if you want them to blow up into a million pieces and burn a hole down into hell? I mean, how...
In some of those fight scenes, it was just overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was just... Brr, 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 just fire everywhere.
My favorite part was when the gargoyles would ascend as angels. Wasn't that the gargoyles?
Were they ascending up as angels, or were they just ascending?
Well, they were...
They were, like, had wings and shit, didn't they? They were angels.
They had wings because they're gargoyles.
They were servants of Michael, the archangel.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
To fight the demons.
Fucking straight-up angels.
Yeah, they were placed
busting
on
busting out of those gargoyle bodies.
And all the gargoyle talk just made me wish they would make, like, a movie or bring back the show Gargoyles. I always really liked that show on ABC. I thought that show was great.
I used to watch that, yes. Yeah. I remember Gargoyles.
I wish they'd bring that back. But instead we get I, Frankenstein. And it's just about there's a war going on between gargoyles and demons. Gargoyles are put on this earth to protect humans from these demons. Okay, so they're here to protect the humans from the demons. This is my biggest thing. One big thing that I couldn't stop laughing about throughout the movie. Okay, they're here to protect the humans. These humans that they're here to protect. Where was anybody?
Yeah.
Where was anybody? Humans? There was never anybody. Except for in the beginning when he's walking through the street and he goes to that club. And then that one police officer dies.
Yeah.
The club seemed to be full of nothing but demons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but outside the club, he was walking by actual people.
Yeah, and the policeman.
Yeah, the policeman, he died. After that, there was not a single person other than, like, the scientist and her partner.
Yeah.
And nobody noticed all this insanity going on?
This was like blue light shooting up to the sky.
Yeah,
and it was like, in the middle of like a town, in like London or something, right? Did they say where they were at? Where was this giant cathedral?
They never said how that was.
Well, it doesn't matter because there was buildings surrounding it, and the buildings surrounding it weren't occupied by demons, and there was nightclubs and shit. So I mean, and like there's just people running across apartment buildings at night, and like
yeah,
running across and like, destroying them,
ninjas.
And just like. Flying gargoyles flying over, dropping bodies, like
yeah, shit's
nobody
happening.
Gave two fucks. At the end, a big giant building goes under a huge crater in the fucking ground. You didn't see one police car.
It's like the house of the Poltergeist at the
yeah.
end.
But there were neighbors coming outside their houses
to
see what's happening. In this movie there's just like just those fucking demons again.
And then remember like it
they're
like,
up to it again.
The guy pointing, like, yeah, that's happening. At the end, one of the gargoyles is just like points. I don't remember what he was pointing at. Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah,
really
he pointed.
At,
he was pointing at the queen rising up. With
oh yeah,
because
she had him.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's mom.
Yeah, she.
The Golden Switch.
That was one thing I couldn't stop laughing about the whole time was that there's no people.
Yeah.
There's and wherever this took place in London or I don't know Transylvania, I don't know wherever. It was always nighttime. It was literally never daytime in this movie.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Except for one time they showed him walking through the snow when he was training. On
oh,
the
yeah. He got
it was daytime. Other than that, the entire everything took place. He fell asleep and woke back up and it was still nighttime.
Well, he was in Antarctica where
yeah.
there's months of daylight.
This is true. But when he slept on the bed and woke back up, it was still nighttime. I'm assuming he didn't sleep very long, but still. He took a nap.
It was a dark night.
It was a dark night. Harvey Dent was running around with stitches on his face, carrying batons, beating
the voice was
death.
Overbearing. The
he
voice.
Did do that, but like almost like a Batman.
Yeah, it was.
I'm
it was the Christian Bale Batman voice.
But he kind of has like a raspy voice already.
Yeah,
from
but
all those cigarettes.
That
yeah.
just, he
thank
had to know
Frankenstein.
It was like inviting comparison doing that. I don't know. Which I'm sure he doesn't give a fuck. I'm sure part of that might have been, like, the joke. It sounded like Christian Bale.
Yeah, it kind of did, but he kind of already has a raspy-ish voice. He doesn't have, like, a...
What? Okay, what did Aaron Eckhart do primarily before Thank you for smoking. I remember that one. I liked that one.
Why am I blanking? He was in Olympus Has Fallen.
He played the president in the first White House movie
that came out last year. He was in Battle Los Angeles. That was terrible.
Okay, this makes sense to me.
He was in The Rum Diary. He was in Meet Bill. He was in The Wicker Man.
Yeah, okay, never mind. I got my answer. That makes sense now.
He was in The Black Dahlia. Suspect Zero.
So he has, like,
living... He's in Paycheck.
Living the Thomas Jane life.
Blank Check.
He's in Paycheck and Blank Check mixed together. Good times. John Woo doing that. He was in The Core. Remember that? Hilary Swank.
Oh, God.
In the Center of the Earth.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Half the movies you named I never even heard of.
Just don't even worry about it. Any Given Sunday
he was in? I didn't know that. Aaron Brockovich, Nurse Betty.
Aaron Brockovich, I do remember that. Weird.
But...
That's it. No more.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like him.
I like him, but I just...
And even in this movie, I don't think he was all that bad. He had some cheesy lines. That's not him. He didn't write those lines.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm sure he wasn't doing all those fight scenes. Like, whoever did some of the choreography and some of the fights, I thought was pretty cool. Like, when the one-on-one fights.
I've definitely seen worse things happen.
That was pretty cool. I mean, like, I was just trying to watch it as perspective of how I was a kid, I guess. Like, I like this movie.
That's the only way you can. You know it's not going to be a cinematic masterpiece.
No, it's not winning any awards. We went opening night, 7:45, primetime showing IMAX, 3D.
15 people.
15 people, probably, theater. No, I was trying to when they were leaving, but I don't know who was still in the theater, so I'd say roughly, like, 15 people.
Yeah.
Makes the most amount of sense. Yeah, I don't know, like, why Aaron Eckhart was like, let's just do this movie.
Then the fact that, like, he was a sexy Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah, he took his shirt off the one time. I think they were maybe trying to get Thor moment. Like, in the first one where he takes his shirt off and everyone's like, oh, my God!
Romantic.
Scars and abs.
Yeah. Scabs. I love my scabs.
That was just bizarre that he was, like, attractive. I don't know.
Did you find him attractive when he was long-haired, dingy, wearing robes?
Oh my God, yikes.
That cleft.
I don't really find him attractive in general, but the shirtless thing was a little...
That's when you were, like, getting a little hot. You're getting a little hot in the movie theater.
Sleepy.
Getting a little hot in the movie theater. He had some good one-liners, too. The other one was, descend in pain. That was one of them. Because when the demons died, they descended back to hell.
Yes.
And when the gargoyles died, they ascended to heaven. And you could only kill a demon with a gargoyle-blessed weapon. So it had the gargoyle symbol.
Yeah, that knife.
But then how did gargoyles die again?
I just saw one of them get clubbed on the head.
Apparently if you touch them between their shoulder blades, they die.
Yeah.
Because in that huge fight scene when the demons are raiding the cathedral, it seemed like all they did was touch them and their fingertips started glowing and then all of a sudden there were blue light shooting up to the sky.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like it. But then he killed
a gargoyle with a gargoyle weapon. But then remember he goes, you forgot I don't have a soul. So does that have something to do with it, too?
Yeah.
Like, killing gargoyles? Because that's when he had the blade hands. He got the blade hands from the guy. When that guy put his axe together, that was hilarious. He whipped the fucking baton into the ground, like the fucking staff into the ground. Like, pulled out the blades from the side, locked them in, pulled the thing out of the ground.
It seems like.
Jumped off the fucking top. I thought it was kind of cool when they turned into gargoyles.
A neat transition. The transition wasn't bad. I mean, like I said, there's been worse offenses. We went and saw Boogeyman or whatever, that guy from Seventh Heaven on, like, opening night. And that was my biggest regret of my life.
Well, so, at least this wasn't the biggest regret of your life.
No, like I said, I've seen way worse movies.
I mean, we had to sit through the trailer for RoboCop.
Yeah,
that was a little offensive.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Mm. just brought the mood down.
Right. Sore subject for Rye.
Yeah, it's a sore subject for most. I mean, it's just a... it did have that underworld type of feel to it, where it's just, like, dark. But it didn't, I'm glad it didn't have those, like, the lighting in those underworld movies is always, like, a blue, green, like, a light, like, a like a really light blue lighting and everything.
Moonlight?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be moonlight, but it's everywhere. Somehow moonlight is underground.
Yeah.
it's just, like, it's everywhere. So at least we didn't have that to deal with. And
there was way more fire happening in this.
And one thing going into it I was concerned about is that he was just Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And they didn't really call him that the whole movie.
They called him Adam.
Well, before that, though, for a majority... We'll get to that in a minute. For a majority of the movie, though, they would call him the creature or Frankenstein's monster. The only time they called him Frankenstein is when Bill Nighy's character, who was... What was his name? Nibirius.
Yeah.
He was Prince Nibirius. I don't remember what his, like, human name was. He would call him Frankenstein because at one point he said, "You're your father's son." So that's why he was calling him Frankenstein towards the end, because, like, essentially that's his last name. Mm-hmm. But when the gargoyles first meet Frankenstein's monster, the main gargoyle queen or whatever, she's just like, "I'm gonna call you Adam.
You're the first of your kind.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call you Adam."
And I didn't really get it at first, and I was like, Adam and Eve, yeah, I get it.
But without him saying a word, she just immediately begins addressing him as
Adam. You're Adam.
As
yeah.
if he accepted it.
Yeah.
And then everybody just keeps calling him that. Even when he's leaving the cathedral at the end with his weapons he chose, they're like, "Adam," and he's like... He kind of didn't respond.
He acts like it's being dutiful. Like, "Dude, that's not your name. You don't need to have them call you Adam if you don't like that." But I guess he didn't.
He
really
adopted it over 200 years. He decided, he's like, "My name's Adam.
Okay.
My name's Bruce Wayne. I'm Batman."
Oh, no.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. And, this Adam thing was weird. Like, why did they have a name? Why was his name Adam? I don't know. Whatever.
What
first
about
of
the
his
girl?
Kind.
Who was the girl?
What?
That Tara.
Yeah, he ends up, like, kind of... He, like, I guess fell in love-ish. He just wanted a companion.
Protector.
So he didn't really fall in love, which was... At first I was like, "Oh, we're gonna get some sort of, like, Frankenstein weird love scene."
They really didn't want them to fuck.
They're
yeah,
really gonna, they're really
to
gonna
fuck.
Force this.
That's where I thought the shirtless
well,
thing was going.
Well, can he do anything? Does he have, like, a...
Yeah, like, his...
Does he even
yeah.
have a penis?
I don't want to have
like,
to think about
give
any
him
of
a
that.
Penis?
I would hope so. He's got dozens of parts from
yeah, but
bodies.
can he, like, get it up?
Right.
What, do you have to, like, get, like, the electrocute...
give it a jump and...
15,000 volts straight to the dick.
Some jewels.
Or an electric eel.
Electric eels.
I don't
Why
know.
Why couldn't I think of that?
Why couldn't I think of putting electric eels in some things and making electricity?
I don't even think I just wanted an
the
invitation
woman,
to think about
the woman who
at
played
all.
Tara, Yvonne Strahovski.
Yeah, she was very familiar looking.
She was on Dexter.
What?
She was on Chuck, every episode of Chuck.
Maybe
the,
that's
the
where
guilt
she's
trip.
From. My mom used to watch Chuck.
Was the guilt trip that Seth Rogen movie?
Yeah, with Baba with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, that was awful.
Barbara Streisand.
She's in a lot of voice work. She's not really in a whole lot. A lot of voice work.
Let me see her face again.
She's
no,
on every episode of Chuck.
I know her from Chuck.
So, Killer Elite, she's in that.
Mm-mm, none of that crap do I know her from.
Yeah,
just
I don't
Chuck.
Know. Yeah, just Chuck.
That rat thing made me sick when
she,
they were doing
she was
experiments
like a,
on rats.
Her character was like a scientist who worked for Nibirius, whatever his industries was under his human name. She worked for him as a scientist who was trying to figure out how to regenerate bodies. Reanimate bodies. They were testing on a rat that was really weird looking. At first, I couldn't tell what it was. I was like,
"It was like a bunny."
Yeah, I was like, "What
it was
is
like
that?
A bunny-sized rat?"
Yeah, they were testing on the rat, and it lived.
I've never been to New York.
I know. I was like, "Well," then I kept like just staring at it. I think this movie just made me think other things. I was too ADD for it. I was just like, "Are rats that big? What fucking kind of rat is this? Is this a stuffed animal? No, it's a rat."
But
like what?
Below their facility, they had another man, a creepy man scientist.
working in a parking garage?
Yeah.
I don't know. He literally was working in a parking garage, and which was below their facility. They must have just bought that, and that was where the parking was, and they were like, well, this is where our secret's going to be. It was so easily accessible, though, the back door. That's where you can go to find this guy. But he was harvesting body parts for, like 200 years or whatever, centuries or something, they said. Harvesting body parts and putting together, bodies, essentially, like Frankenstein type of bodies, and had, like, thousands upon thousands of them all going all the way underground. And what their plan was to do was to figure out how to reanimate bodies, and because demons can possess soulless bodies, that all these demons that have been descended could come back and be inside those bodies,
right?
And essentially take over the world, because they would
blend in with humanity. Nobody would know they were demons because they were possessing former humans.
But nobody would know they were demons anyways, because when they were in their human form as demons,
there were so
they
many
looked like
holes.
Humans. And another thing, the demons had it right. They dressed in normal clothes, suits, proper attire for the times.
Yeah.
The gargoyles, I guess they never left the cathedral. Nobody ever went inside this monstrosity in the middle of their town and saw these people dressed like they're from 200 years ago. Or even further back. They dressed always the same. The queen always in the same clothes. Like, they never changed. Like, at least the demons were out and about. They were dressing normal. And Michael Duncan 2.0 was in this movie. I don't know what that guy... He was Michael Duncan 2.0. Like, if Michael Duncan was still alive,
definitely,
he would have been in this movie.
I looked at him more like, what's his name from Predator?
What? Oh.
The guy shaving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He's also in Commando. No, Carl, not Carl Weathers.
Who are you talking about?
The bald guy. This
oh,
is the guy
geez.
That was in it, Kevin Garreau.
What's he from?
I don't know. He's born in Chicago.
Go down.
He's in the Underworld movies.
Oh, God, forget it.
He's on Young Justice. Oh, he's always a voice actor.
I always like when they threw in the distorted voice for no apparent reason.
For the
reason.
Demons? It was always whenever they were getting aggressive or when they were getting beat up.
Yeah.
Like, he hit him the one time and he was getting angry and then he was mad because he hit him.
Well, didn't his character, this cabin guy, didn't his character always talk like that?
He just had a really deep voice.
Just like, no, I thought it was distorted weird.
I don't know, this guy was in Men in Black 2, Dickie Roberts, Planet of the Apes, Charlie's Angels, Flintstone. He plays a lot of bodyguards and goons.
No way.
A lot of his credits are bodyguards and goons.
Body goons.
He was in Congo.
Congo's not too shabby.
Yeah, he was the guy in the suit as Amy.
Amy, good gorilla.
He was in Batman Forever. Yep. He was in SimCity Enhanced CD-ROM. He played Bulky Robber.
Ooh, Bulky Robber. One of those scrawny robbers.
So. Yeah. So if you're going back and playing some sweet SimCity Enhanced CD-ROM, the enhanced version, though.
I spent, like, an exorbitantly long time watching old Sims clips on YouTube.
Like, The Sims? Not SimCity?
Not SimCity. Like, The Sims.
Remember all the Sim games? There was, like, SimCopter and SimAnt. And
yeah.
I had SimCopter.
I primarily played with The Sims.
That was way before, like, The Sims.
That's, like, socially
SimCity
acceptable.
And
yeah,
stuff.
I know that.
I had Sim Theme Park.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, it was Roller Coaster Tycoon, mm-hmm. basically. Yep. Good times. That are not I Frankenstein. I made an I Frankenstein theme park. Just kidding.
That's not what's happened.
But, yeah, and the movie is basically a lot of fights between Frankenstein and the demons, Frankenstein and gargoyles, gargoyles and demons, Frankenstein and gargoyles versus demons. I mean, it's just a lot of fighting. It's just, that's what's happening left and right. And he befriends the one woman. They kind of have some sort of little relationship going on. When she called the one scientist up, or he called her and was like, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'll meet you. And he goes, you shouldn't have done that. Why didn't he just stop her from going? Like, he knew what was going to happen. And then she met him at that train station that was just a waterfall. Was anybody else confused when that was happening? Because that looked like the front doors to the train station.
I spent the entirety of this movie like, what the... There was just layers of upon layers where I had to abandon my entire thought process behind one thing because it moved on to something else where I was like, I just don't understand. And I tried to simplify everything. Fighting. They don't like them.
Like, because yeah, I mean, it's a pretty simple movie.
I understand
that. And another big deal was the book. It was, that was what I forgot to mention. Dr. Frankenstein's book, his diary, which he even printed his own name in the inside of it. He wrote everything else.
Just
but
so you know,
in,
it was legit.
200 years ago, he had the opportunity to publish the front of it. just the inside cover.
Dr. Frankenstein's diary. No boys allowed.
I love the perfect replica of Aaron Eckhart's face inside of it, too.
I thought it almost looked like Bruce Willis.
I guess.
I was like, that kind of looks like Bruce Willis in there. Maybe Bruce Willis was really supposed to be in this movie.
Oh, gosh.
And then he opted out, and they were like, we need
like,
somebody.
Not even for me, you guys. No. You're going to need Cage to do this.
Color of Night, too, but...
What if this movie had, like, a Color of Night style plot to it? Like, we just went to go see it, and all of a sudden, they're trying to figure out who murdered Dr. Frankenstein, and there's some sort of... He falls in love with this Tara woman, but he's running a therapy group.
And Tara's working with the gargoyles and demons.
Not contributing to
She's dressing
fantasy.
Up as a gargoyle, but with a shitty wig on, glasses. Like, when you're perched on top of that building, you look a little off.
Oh, no. That was so... That movie was just... The wig is still disturbing me. When you put the picture up for the website and you sent me that picture, I was just like, never. I hate that girl's face. Well, girl, boy, girl, again. Whatever was happening there, it's haunting my dreams.
Girl, boy version of Rose.
But anyway.
I like how the Aaron Eckhart described his character as Frankenstein is an intelligent, evolved man. Oh, so he said Frankenstein is an intelligent, evolved man, and that's how he's portrayed in this movie for sure.
For sure, man.
Yeah. I like how... In the was Bill Nighy's character essentially supposed to be like Satan?
No, he was just the leader.
He's
yeah.
a demon prince.
Yeah.
I wish we could have got, like, he dies and all of a sudden out of that giant hole this massive, like, Satan creature comes out. And then Aaron Eckhart, like, dives into the hole with, like, a giant axe. Brrr, rips down Satan's head. No, it would have been...
Sure submit
chops
that.
Off his penis.
Yep, chops off his penis.
Like, this is the end.
Yep.
So.
That's what the blue lights during Ascension kept reminding
me. Yeah, it did definitely have some throwbacks to this is the end.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also thought about that. But this movie's budget was $65 million.
Oh my god.
It's not making its money back.
Well,
Why was it
$65 million? We watched the movie. There's a lot of special effects in this movie.
I don't understand.
And a lot of stuff that looked like it was filmed on location. Wherever they were.
I mean, Hollywood will dump anything out of its asshole, so that's fine. I understand why, how it was made, I guess, and why.
This isn't even really like a Hollywood type of picture because it's essentially most of the companies involved in it are English companies, except for Lionsgate.
Oh yeah,
Lionsgate basically just put it out here. For the most part, it's an English release, though they get it next week. They get it, which is weird because a lot of times they get to see movies before we do. So all the Marvel movies, they always get released first over there. Like, it's, I don't know why
they're
it's
trying to make them
time zones.
They film a lot of this stuff over there, though. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, this guy's done not a whole lot. The guy who directed this hasn't done a lot. Did we discuss it last week, maybe, or no?
A little bit.
Oh, the big black guy was one of the writers of this movie.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know. Oh, yeah, we did talk about this guy, how this guy wrote, like, all the Pirates movies, or a couple of them, and G.I. Joe, and Australia, and 30 Days of the Night, and Collateral, and stuff.
That's just weird that Australia is thrown in there. It's just bizarre. But I liked Australia, to be honest.
Would you like it better if it was the sequel to I, Frankenstein? Because if this movie was successful, there would be a sequel. Left it open.
Yeah, they did.
He's just... So, okay, my one question at the end. At the end, he's somewhat defeated by Nerbius or whatever. I can't fucking remember how to fucking
Nerdius.
And he's holding, him, and all the descended demon souls are coming out from hell and going inside of bodies, and one of them goes inside of him. By the way, he was freaking out, and I was cracking up. His, like, head was, like, moving, and he's like, ah! Ah! And, like, he was just, like, so silly. Like, they just had him suspended on something, and he just, all right, Aaron, freak out. Ah! It was just,
demon's,
I don't know.
Demon's coming there and there.
Very silly. So, a demon went inside of his body, correct?
Right.
Yes.
So it's just there.
Well, I think what they were trying to allude to was the fact that he did have a soul, therefore he could not be possessed. Because he said, this body is mine.
Then what happened then?
I think the demon tried and he just played it off like he was possessed, but then he's like,
no.
Hell no.
This is where I think you might be wrong. Because when he was saved and they're up in the tower at the end, he goes, but Gideon, why did you save me? Because he meant that Gideon is inside of him, Nerbius' son. What am I? I gotta figure out how to say it.
Gideon.
Nerbius.
I thought Gideon was
the head of security for the gargoyles.
Yeah, the one that he.
And he said, "Why Gideon?" Because he killed Gideon, and so he's asking.
Why
did you save me? Because
comments from the audience over here that that helped us out.
Thank you, Kaylee.
No, I was confusing
characters. Someone was paying attention during this
movie. I was confusing character names, so I understand where you're coming from now, for sure, on that. But, so he did have a soul. He wasn't soulless, and neither were the bodies then.
Yeah, what? that was confusing. So there were a few issues with that.
Some of them were turning into demons. They, like, showed the inside the one thing, and...
Well, like, with, whoever that guy was in the parking garage, he had been collecting corpses for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
How did he keep them fresh? I mean, there were like
in their
thousands
units.
Of corpses.
They're containment
they
units.
They had a lot of exposed flesh.
Containment units.
That's
I don't know.
Pod, a life pod.
He was probably diddling them. He looked like a fucking weirdo, like a necrophiliac. He was a creepy-looking guy. Come on.
He's on a whole new level.
My biggest question about that movie was when he showed up at the cathedral after the Gargoyle Queen's failed plan to have him destroyed, the gargoyles saw him coming, and they got in their defensive positions and followed him down the street. You've got the gargoyles and the demons, the ultimate good and evil, fighting each other for thousands of years. How did neither of them realize their home bases were a block away from each other?
Because the demons were more sly about where they were because they just looked like normal people. They weren't walking around in clothes from 200 years ago. They just looked like people going into a... because it was a research facility. So it just looked like, oh, these people work at this research facility. They weren't walking around as demons. They weren't flying everywhere. They weren't shooting fire everywhere and stuff. They weren't, you know, look with demon heads walking in. They're just, okay, this is this guy made a facility here, this Witrix guy. That was his
Wexel.
Name. Wexel. It wasn't Wexel.
Yes, it was.
It was something like that. It wasn't so Witrix or whatever is happening over there.
See, Witrix. That sounds
no.
Right.
Witrix is what it's you said.
Witrix are for kids.
Witrix are for kids.
It's Wexel. I promise.
Why are you pointing at me like I'm trying to validate what you're saying?
I thought you
I said
were.
That's not what it was.
Oh.
Definitely not.
Well, anyways. The guy, we did see a trailer for Divergent, and this guy who played Gideon is in that movie.
Oh.
He plays the character Eric. Jai Courtney.
Oh, I saw him. I remember
that. Yeah. Yeah, but it was just... It's I like how in the related news, box office preview, I, Frankenstein, no match for Holdover Ride Along.
Oh.
Ride Along did that good?
Compared to I, Frankenstein.
I mean, it's January.
January,
yeah. January is usually a month for a bunch of farts. It's February is kind of too, but I do want to see that Lego movie that's coming out.
Yes, that
I think
be
that
cute.
Looks hilarious. And but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, at the end I was kind of confused because I thought he had a demon soul in him, and then they saved him, and then he's just like, "I'm gonna be nice." I was like, "With a demon soul inside you? I thought you were somebody else." Yeah, he ends up killing the bad guy, Nabirius. Not Norbius or whatever the fuck I was
Nabris,
saying.
I don't know what you were doing.
Narnia.
What he did, how he kills him is he cuts the gargoyle symbol into him. And then him and his Terra are saved by the gargoyles. And because they try to run out and the building's collapsing into a million pieces and a giant hole in the ground. That is, I'm assuming somebody's gonna have to fix at some point in time. I don't know. The gargoyles can do
it. It looked like it went all the way down to hell.
So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it went pretty far down. Just
OSHA would be all over that.
There's just this fucking giant gaping hole to hell. This sounds like a porn title. Giant gaping hole to hell.
63.
Starring Misty Dunn.
Gargoyle quickies.
The gargoyles when they were gargoyles, they mainly looked like gargoyles on a building, like on a cathedral or something. They didn't really look too like, I don't know, like gargoyles from the cartoon or something like that. They looked basically like stone.
They weren't cartoony.
They didn't look too bad when they were CG'd. When the queen turned into a gargoyle, her CG whatever business.
There was a real weird angle they got her at where she just looked like a floating boobs with a head on them at one point. She just looked really...
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was, and then when she was glowing at the end, I thought maybe she was ascending. Was ascending, she was carrying them somehow. I was going to drop them off at the edge of the crater.
Yeah, I thought he had wings at first when she was bringing him up.
Oh my god, that would have been an insane twist.
Yeah, like, why the fuck does he have
really
wings?
They really want him because he's really a gargoyle. Woo!
Right. So I was just fucking confused. I'm like, where did these fucking... What's happening?
As if he didn't have enough body parts attached to him.
Yeah, here's some wings.
I was saying how there's no people ever in this movie. There are people in another scene in this movie when he's on the train.
Well, that's where I woke up from a sleeping spell and thought that I was on a train.
Where he falls and hits the train and lands and walks into the train and nobody cares. Yeah, some giant thud just... Yeah, I don't know. And he's basically indestructible in this movie, except for he can feel pain and things like that. But only to a certain extent. He's basically just a superhero. It's like superhero Frankenstein.
I'm not on board.
You're not on board?
No.
Oh.
I just don't think the Frankenstein thing, I don't...
It was silly.
It was silly.
My hope is that this just no more Frankensteins, please.
Like, ever?
I mean, like vampires.
They've already overdone the vampires, werewolves, and zombies.
Yeah, no.
Why not Frankensteins? Army of Frankensteins. They were building an army of Frankensteins.
They were, and now we're going to eventually see Army of Frankensteins. Interest on IMDb for I, Frankenstein has gone up 350%.
Mostly this people week. Checking if it's actually
is
going
this
to come
movie
out.
Fucking soccer.
But I like how Ride Along made $48.6 million last weekend.
That's almost I, Frankenstein's budget.
That movie didn't even look that funny.
Click on that.
I guess people really just love Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand. I thought his
first couple stand-ups were all right, and then all of a sudden he blew up.
Yeah,
and
people are obsessed.
Oh my god, he's funny because he's a little guy, and he's like, oh my god! I was like,
yeah, I think that's definitely what it is.
People who liked Ride Along also liked Here Comes the Boom.
Oh, gosh.
Undercover Brother, This is the End, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, MacGruber, and Nitro Circus.
That makes sense.
So there's like a good chunk of those movies I like. I never seen that. Hansel and Gretel. Is that did anybody
Some
ever
of that
seen
stuff
that?
Stuff no. Sounds like it's.
I feel like we should watch that for the podcast. The Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. I've never seen that. It looked ridiculous. Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner's in it, so I mean, I'll watch half of it.
I also saw on Netflix. There was a Hansel and Gretel Get Baked.
Yes, I saw that.
And
I mean, I didn't see it.
It was all green on the cover.
I wonder what
on the
that's
poster.
About.
Oh. People who also liked it, they also liked Man of the House with Tommy Lee Jones, Red 2, This Means War, and Tower Heist. Who also liked Ride Along.
Good for them.
Did they like Heat?
They're well-rounded.
Well-rounded. Yeah, I guess. I can't believe that Ride Along movie did that well.
I can.
The Nut Job only made $25.7 million.
Oh my god.
It's not a good name for a kid's movie.
The Nut Job. Oh my god. January is just so depressing.
As far as movies go?
Yes. It's just so sad.
Yeah, it is. But it happens, I guess. Oh. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, this movie, it was ridiculous. It's just a lot of fighting. It's a lot of mindless action.
If you think you know exactly what it is, you do.
But I definitely liked it more, like, there was that movie Battle Los Angeles that Aaron Eckhart was in, and I kind of thought that movie was going to be cool going into it, and that movie fucking sucked. It was terrible.
When you brought that up earlier, I thought, for some reason, I immediately thought Battlefield Earth.
That's another
slightly better than
one.
Battlefield Earth. But, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of mindless action, and I don't know. If it's on DVD or Netflix, why not just turn it on?
There are worse decisions
if you
just,
yeah,
you can
on
make.
Netflix, if it's on Netflix, I would say just turn it on. If you just want to watch some action movie about demons and gargoyles, there's a lot of people who like movies about demons and stuff like that, so I don't see why not just to turn it on.
I can't wait for the Constantine crossover.
With this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's making a Constantine TV show, I think.
Why?
Nothing to do with the movie, like not Keanu or anything. Because it's a pretty popular comic book franchise and it has an actually like really good story, they just didn't work out the first time.
Are you telling me the movie wasn't good?
That's another Omashaya.
Yep.
LaBeouf.
Gavin Rosdale's in it too.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Some bush.
That movie made me want to smoke like a whole pack of cigarettes.
There's a lot of cigarette smoking in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Thank You for Smoking with Aaron Eckhart, who was in I, Frankenstein, which was the movie this week.
He's trying to brainwash us. Big Tobacco.
Big Tobacco.
Well, that's all I have to say.
That's all. I can't think of anything else. I mean, it wasn't that bad. It was just Aaron Eckhart running around as a Frankenstein's monster.
I mean, like, you can take two looks at it on the trailer and just be like, yeah, I know what that movie is. And you do. You'd be exactly right.
Yep. Well, we didn't really pick a movie yet for next week.
Oh, Sharks.
I did not long ago download a movie from the 80s that I used to watch all the time called Rad, about BMX racers. I don't know if you want to watch that.
That's fine.
I just downloaded that recently. I came across it, and I was like, oh my god, I haven't seen Rad in forever.
I've never even heard of that.
It's just a ridiculous...
It's a sequel to Tubular.
Tubular.
But, I mean, I don't know. It just popped in my head all of a sudden, because I realized we didn't pick a movie.
I'm into it. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to do Rad from 1986. Soon enough, we'll get back to some Netflix movies where people could actually watch these things and get on board. But we'll go with Rad from 1986. The story of one young man, Crew Jones, who has the intensity and desire to win a BMX race called Hell Track. Rad. Not to be confused with the movie we previously did on the podcast, BMX Bandits, starring a young Nicole Kidman. It's a little bit different. Same era, BMX big time. So,
let me see pictures.
We'll watch something in a minute here. So, 1986 Rad, that'll be next week's movie. I'm sure it's on YouTube in full and all kinds of other things like that, so check it out on there. Check us out on iTunes, subscribe on there, that helps us out a lot. And leave comments and stuff on Facebook, Twitter, and email and shit like that. We always accept recommendations, like last week's Color of Night. Hopefully we don't get any more. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't see your shirt, Corey.
Oh.
Oh, because it's red. Yeah. I'm a color of my nipples. Well, 4B Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
Touch boobs.
Descendant
pain. Touch boobs.
Touch boobs. That was Ryan's tagline. I'm just reminding him of it.
Okay. Touch boobs.
It's the best or the worst.